afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, and this is your Monday bonus episode. And today, got a cool one. It's called My State Rocks. Now, this is a Patreon-curated episode, so all the intros and all the songs are going to be coming from our Patreon supporters. Now, if you want to get in on this fun, just go to patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast. Sign up for the lowest tier, which is $2, and you can be part of these cool episodes. So what are we doing today for My State Rocks? Let me tell you. A couple weeks ago, I recorded an episode via Zoom with a guy named George Worley. Now, that episode goes up in a few weeks from now, but what we did was it's called PA Rocks, Pennsylvania Rocks. That was George's idea. And we played only songs from artists that hail from Pennsylvania. Now, today, with My State Rocks, you get to play a song by an artist who hails from your state, or maybe your town, or your city, or your country. Anything, anything you want it to be. All right? And that's what we're going to do. We're going to hear an intro, and then we're going to hear a song. I'm not even going to play a song. Well, I might. But I didn't pick any from Pennsylvania. Because I've lived in California now for, I believe, 27 years, which is the longest place I've lived anywhere. So if I was going to play a song, it would be someone or an artist from California. With that, the first person up today is the aforementioned George Worley, and he's going to play us a song. And I bet it's going to be someone from Pennsylvania. Here we go.
Hi, Pat. George Worley from Pennsylvania here. Even though you and I did an entire episode on artists hailing from my home state, I still wanted to contribute to this topic. So I came up with a singer not included by either one of us during that recording. I picked a guy with a great first name, George Benson, who was born in 1946 in the Hill District of Pittsburgh. Benson attended Schenley High School, whose alumni also includes pop art icon Andy Warhol. Despite being known mainly as a jazz and R&B performer, Benson has had excellent pop success during a lengthy career that saw him win an amazing 10 Grammys. Some of his best-known songs include On Broadway and Turn Your Love Around, both of which were top 10 hits. But his highest-charting pop single was Gimme the Night from 1980. It was written and composed by Rod Temperton and produced by Quincy Jones, and it went all the way to number 4. Benson has tour dates lined up for this spring and summer in Australia and in the UK, so he's still going strong in his mid-70s. Pat, please play Gimme the Night by George Benson, yet another impressive musician from the Keystone State.
All right, George, nice pick. That's a staple of the yacht rock radio station I listen to on Sirius FM. George Benson, Give Me the Night. Good one. Good one. All right, coming up next, we have a gentleman who is who's been on the show a couple of times. And I think all of them were live and in studio. He's going to be back visiting me in August. We're going to do a Elvis Costello episode because when he visits in August, we're going to go see Elvis Costello. I think we have second row tickets. Tickets. I can't say tickets. Tickets. I believe we have second row tickets. So anyway, this guy always delivers with his intro, and sometimes he delivers with his song choice too. So let's hear him.
Hey everybody, Kevin Hartbarger checking in again from Chicagoland. Although I haven't lived there for over 24 years, I still say I'm from North Carolina. There's a lot to love about the Old North State, the beaches, the mountains, the barbecue, but of course the music is top of the list. Lots of great artists hail from NC, like Nina Simone, Clyde McFadder, Ben Folds, Roberta Flack, even Randy Jones. He was the cowboy in The Village People. James Taylor even wrote a song about our home state. Maybe you've heard it. Lots of people know about Chapel Hill, which for a brief time in the mid-90s seemed like it might be the next great epicenter for alternative rock. Lots of bands played at the legendary Cat's Cradle, which thankfully is still around. To me, this all started with the true standard bearers of the NC indie rock scene, Superchunk. Since 1989, they've put out 12 incredible records of DIY guitar-based rock that are a perfect blend of melody and noise. Their live shows are nonstop energy, and they never compromise. Their newest album, Wild Loneliness, was released today, so my pick is hot off the presses. This song is called Endless Summer, and it is quintessential Superchunk. Crank this one up. Enjoy, and Pat, as always, thanks for having me.
Superchunk, baby. That's right. Kevin Hartbarger bringing the chunk. Bargar. I can't say tickets and I can't say barger. This is going to be a long podcast today, I feel. All right. Well, guess what? I don't have to talk since I can't pronounce any words today. So let's just move right along with Mr. Dave Festini. This guy wants Billy Joel to play Easy Money on March 24th at the Garden. So if you see him on Twitter, help him out. Retweet that. Maybe comment. Maybe tag Billy in a tweet. Come on, Billy. Mix up that set list. Let's hear some Easy Money. And let's hear some Dave Festini.
Hello, Rock Solid faithful. It's David Festini from Northern New Jersey.
And see, I call him Dave. But then he introduces himself as David. So I don't know if I'm supposed to call him David or if I'm supposed to call him Dave. I'm happy to call him David, you know. Like if I said, you know, Patrick all the time, I'd expect you to call me Patrick. But I just say Pat. Although I signed greeting cards, Patrick. I don't know what's going on. Okay, here's a David, a Festini.
So I know when people think New Jersey, they immediately think Bruce Springsteen,
one, two,
Bon
three.
Jovi, Uncle Floyd. But I'm going to go with a little-known acoustic rock band that had one album in the early 90s. Now, they've put out subsequent albums under different names after this. But in the early 90s, there was a band in New Jersey that was very, very popular at the New Jersey Shore. An acoustic rock band produced by Danny Korchmar, who put out one self-titled album. If you like acoustic rock and harmonies, this thing is a treasure. Probably very difficult to find these days, but the band's name is Mr. Reality, and this track is called Honest Innuendos. Hope you enjoy it, and as always, thanks for letting me be part of the show.
I can write the wrongs away, and the things that you spoke of, I can still hear them say some words. Left unsaid, some dreams are better left in bed. Your eyes are rolling round your head. I'm the one to notice. Some thoughts are better kept in mind. The wrong things fall right out sometimes. But honestly,
nice job, Dave, a.k.a. David. Good, good, good. Like it, like it. Like the song, like the intro. What's going on? This coming Thursday, you will be hearing me and Kyle Hildreth, who does a lot of our Facebook artwork for us. Kyle and I will be taking a deep dive into Deep Purple. I believe it's like a 3-hour episode, so enjoy it. I hope you like to rock. I bet someone like a Jerry Riggs will enjoy it. Right, Jerry Riggs? You rock. So that's what we got coming this Thursday. That's the show. Now, next up with the intro, this person joined in last time, and she's doing it again this time, and I hope she does it again next time, because she nailed it then, and she's nailing it now. So, it's not a dude club today because of this intro. Here we go.
Hi, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. Tammy McCarsky from Deep Here, Wisconsin. My pick for this episode is Wisconsin's own Bodines. I stumbled upon the Bodines on a side stage at Summerfest in 1988 and have been a huge fan since. I've seen them live more times than I can count, and the last few times, friend of the show, Kenny Aronoff, was drumming with them. They embody meat and potatoes rock and roll and are a terrific live band. In 1987, they were named Best New American Band by Rolling Stone and also opened for U2 on the Joshua Tree Tour. Their biggest success was the song Closer to Free, which went to number 16 on the Billboard charts and was the theme song for the TV show Party of Five. David Letterman was a fan, and they were on his show 5 times. My pick is from the band's critically acclaimed first album, Love and Hope and Sex and Dreams, produced by T-Bone Burnett. Please play the song Angels from the top. Thanks, Pat, and I hope you enjoy them.
That's a good tune. Very nice, Tammy. Very nice. Let me tell you something about the Bodines. My friend Pete Schwabba, that's his favorite band. And Pete wrote, directed, and starred in a movie in 2005 called The Godfather of Green Bay. It's streaming now, or you can rent it on Amazon, I believe. Pete had some amazing actors in it. Tony Goldwyn, Lauren Holly, and our very own Mike Siegel is in that film. Now, the reason I bring it up is because Pete's favorite band is the Bodines, and he got the Bodines to score some of the film and use some of their music in the movie, which would be great. That'd be like if I did a movie and I had Cheap Trick score it. So bravo, Pete Schwabba, and everybody check out The Godfather of Green Bay. You know, if you're looking for something to, you know, laugh about, and you want to see Siegel in a mullet doing the Macarena, I hope I didn't give too much away. Check it out. Check it out. All right, let's move on to what. And you know what? Let me back a track a second. I love that Tammy referenced Kenny Aronoff, and I love that she said friend of the show. This is the kind of stuff that it tickles me. I love it. I love it. All right, next intro. Here we go.
Hello, Pat and the Rock Solid listeners. This is Ian Beresford over in Berwick-upon-Tweed in northeast England. For this week's episode, My State Rocks, I'm selecting the band Maximo Park and their song Apply Some Pressure. The closest city to Berwick is Newcastle upon Tyne, so you've got quite a few famous musicians from there over the years, like the Animals, Sting, Mark Knopfler, and so on. This song is from 2005 and was part of the band's debut album, and the band are still going strong today. Somewhat strangely, the name Maximo Park relates to a park from Miami in Florida, which is probably as far removed from Newcastle as you can get. It's a really great song, and I'd recommend anybody who hears it is to go check out the video on YouTube as well, because it's very creative and very memorable. Thanks again for all the great shows, Pat, and catch you again. Bye for now. Enjoy the song.
I like to wait to see how things turn out. If you apply some pressure, I like to wait to see how things turn out. If you apply some pressure, what happens when you lose everything? You just start again. You start all over again. What happens when you lose everything? You just start again. You start all over again. What happens when you lose everything? You just start again. You start all over again. What happens when you lose some pressure? Apply some pressure. You lose some pressure. Apply some pressure. Apply some pressure, you lose some pressure. Apply what happens when you lose some pressure. Apply some pressure, you lose some everything. Will you just start again? You know that I would love to see you next year.
All right, nice song, Ian. Very nice. Loved it, loved it. Now look, I have been planning a trip to England for 3 years now. My nephew Casey, that's Kyle's younger brother, we have planned to go to Wimbledon, and we put it off again this coming summer because we didn't want to wear masks on a plane and then possibly have to wear masks at Wimbledon, which is an outdoor event. So we've put it off to 2023, hoping that by then everything will be close to back to normal. So the reason I put this out there is not because to brag about traveling. I hope to see some of these guys like Ian when I get to the UK. Now, look, I don't know where they live in regard to where I'll be, but hopefully if I fly across the pond, they'll be able to come meet me and we can have some type of an international rock solid lunch. You know, have a pint. Is that what they say? I think it is. Have a fish, have maybe a chip, and talk about music. And then we can look over and watch my my nephew Casey be bored to tears. No, he's a good sport. He'll laugh. He'll have fun. So I'm just putting that out there. Maybe a rock solid international lunch in the UK. All right. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. I hope we can go next summer. We are planning on it. All right. Moving right along. This gentleman has an intro and he also has a song.
Hi, Pat, and all the Rock Solid listeners. This is Mike Markle from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. My artist is Dan Hartman. Dan was from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, about an hour from where I grew up. Most of you probably know Dan from his songs from the 1980s as a solo artist, but the song I'm including is from when he was in the Edgar Winter Band in the early 70s. The song is Autumn, and it was on the awesome They Only Come Out at Night album. Dan wrote and sang lead on the song, and it has always been one of my favorites, and I can't believe it. It's 50 years old this year. Sadly, Dan died in 1994 at age 43 from an AIDS-related brain tumor, according to Wikipedia. Rest in peace, Dan. Your music lives on.
Summer, autumn, my love's gone with another. I can't demand anything of myself now, so I guess I'll stay here in New England for autumn. To say they all know
it's coming again. So I guess they'll stay here.
That's an amazing song. I've never heard that song before. Dan Hartman, by the way, Mike Markle, we say rock and peace here. You save that rest in peace for somewhere else. You save that for your uncle's funeral. Here we say rock and peace. All right. I'm joking, Mike. Please calm down. So, the Edgar Winter Group. I don't know anything about this band. All I know is that Edgar Winter is on the cover of this album, shirtless. And the album's called They Only Come Out at Night. Now, look. If the band is like that song, should I listen to this album? Should I get some of these albums? Is this going to be my next deep dive? The Edgar Winter Group? You know, send me an email. Let me know. Let me know what two or three albums I should start with. Or do I start at the beginning? I don't know. Let me know. Let me know. Also, a lot of you sent me nice messages along with your intros and songs, and I did not answer hardly any of those. Maybe a couple I answered, but I did read them all and I just didn't have time to answer them. But if you've emailed me before, you know that I'm usually right on it. I usually send a reply of some sort and nothing generic, cool. And then that's it. Send. I just type the word cool and send. I don't do that. I'll send you something, you know, a message. All right. This next guy, I mentioned him earlier because he always rocks. He always brings the rock. This is Jerry Riggs.
Hello, Rock Solid listeners. This is Jerry Riggs coming to you from Columbus, Ohio. For this Patreon-curated episode, I chose singer-guitarist Joe Walsh. Even though he was born in Wichita, Kansas, Joe and his family lived in Columbus, Ohio, where he would attend elementary school from the third grade up through the fifth grade before his family would move to New York City. After high school, Joe moved back to Ohio and attended Kent State University, where he would later join the James Gang. I saw Joe Walsh in concert back in the 1990s. One of the songs he played that night was a song called Indian Summer from his fourth studio album called But Seriously Folks, released in 1978. Joe stated that he wrote this song based on his days living in Columbus. I thought this song would be perfect for this episode. Thanks, Pat, for these bonus episodes, and everyone take care.
I was taken by surprise by the thunder, sit and stared out at the rain. Taken back, I was young.
A great song from the album, But Seriously Folks. Didn't rock as hard as Jerry Riggs usually rocks on the show, but I still appreciate it because Joe Walsh does rock. So I'll let it slide. All right, moving on. Another dude. Here we go.
Hey, Pat. Jason Stewart from Vermont. Most of the people around here talk about fish. I personally don't like them. My favorite Vermont artist is Grace Potter, and she's doing a lot of country now, but when she first started out, she was doing some pretty good rock, and this is my favorite song by her. It's called Ooh La La. Thank you very much. Ah!
Down on the floor. So what'd you bring me down?
Grace Potter. Ooh la la. Look, that definitely rocks. That was no country. That was all rock and roll. Terrific. Love it. Nice job, Jason Stewart. All right. Who do we got next? Oh, this guy. That was dismissive. I said, oh, this guy.
Hey, Pat, and potential guest host, and the Rock Solidians. Wow, that kind of sounds like a cult. Hey, this is Eric Lane calling in with my submission for the great state of Arizona, the 48th state in the union, which celebrates its 110th birthday on Valentine's Day. A lot of good choices I had here. I can go with some of the longtime locals, things like Stevie Nicks is an Arizonan, and the Tubes, who initially started as a band called Arizona. Some relocated Arizonans like Jackson Browne and Maynard from Tool. But I wanted to go a little bit different, and I decided I'm not going to go with the obvious choice of the Gin Blossoms because, you know, look, make a Zoom call. You know, I'm not going to do that to Pat. But I decided to choose a band that came up when I hit my 20s called The Refreshments, which were most well known for their song Bandidos, where everybody knows that the world is full of stupid people. But this is a song off their second album. It's a little cowboy song called Sin Hombre. And it's a really nice little Western feel type of song. I really liked them a lot. A couple of the members went on to form another band called Roger Klein and the Peacemakers. But this was the second and final album for the Refreshments. Again, the song is called Sin Hombre. And it's off their second album, The Bottled and Fresh Horses. Thanks. Take care, guys.
Refreshments from the album The Bottle and Fresh Horses. That's called Sin Nombre. That's with an N. It's with an N, Nombre. Nice pick, Eric. When Eric was talking about the Gin Blossoms and he mentioned the Zoom call, I think he was making a reference to Robin Wilson blowing me off three times for an interview in the Zoom room. I still want to talk about the Gin Blossoms. I would still love to talk to him, but I haven't reached out again, you know. What's that saying? Fool me once, fool me twice, fool me three times. Whatever the saying is. I got fooled three times. I don't want to be fooled four times. Do I? I might want to be. I like fooling around. Fooling around's fun. All right, here we go. Continuing with the dudes.
Hello, everybody. This is Henning from Hamburg in Germany. I picked a band called Lake and their song Key to the Rhyme from their first album, which also charted in the US, I believe. Great band, top musicians, saw them a couple of times live in my hometown in the 80s. Unfortunately, the singer died from a drug overdose in the early 90s. A lot of Steely Dan, Doobie Brothers influences in there. And yeah, I hope you enjoy it.
I like it. I like it so far. Rock in peace to the singer.
Thank you.
Very nice. Henning, if I get to Germany, that lunch is still on the table. All right. I can do lunch in Germany too. Never been to Germany. If I get there, or if you get here, you come to SoCal. I guess we go to In-N-Out Burger, right? That's what everyone wants to do. Let's keep moving along. Let's keep moving on.
Hi, Rock Solid World. This is Nick Robertson from Scotland. Didn't do much research into bands from Dundee, the city where I live, so I'm sure I'm missing some, but there were three that I considered for my contribution to the episode. The first is the Average White Band, who had a big hit with the instrumental Pick Up the Pieces in 1974. For the second, I need to apologise to you, Pat. I'm sure I heard you say on an old show that you love the track Mary's Prayer by Danny Wilson.
Yes.
But I heard that so much in 1987 that I never want to hear it again. So sorry for not selecting that one. The track I did pick is from a band called The View. It's from their debut album called Hats Off to the Buskers that was released in 2007. The track I'm going for is the hit single called Same Jeans. It was a big hit in the UK, went to number 3 in the charts. It's a good, fun track. So hope you enjoy it. Thanks for the great show as always, Pat, and cheers from Dundee.
I've had the same jeans on for 4 days now. I'm gonna go to a disco in the middle of the town. Everybody's dressing up, I'm dressing down. My mind's not perfect, but it's sincere. You'd be amazed at what you've done.
The band is The View. The song is called Same Jeans. When it first started, it reminded me a bit of a friend of the show, Nils Lofgren, the way Nils sings, kind of like in a little high voice and then starts to rock. So I liked it. Very good, Nick. Very, very good. All right, we're going to break the Dude Fest chain right now. Here's my friend, Carrie Scott.
Hello, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. This is Carrie Scott. Now, while I currently call Calgary, Alberta home, I was actually born and raised in Montreal, Quebec. And when you think of the Montreal music scene, artists that might come to mind would include Men Without Hats, The Box, Corey Hart, Arcade Fire, and the Sam Roberts Band. But you may not be familiar with the band called Half Moon Run. Now, Half Moon Run was formed in 2009, has released 3 albums, and is mostly known for their use of layered percussion and group vocal harmonies. The band's 3rd album, titled A Blemish in the Great Light, won Adult Alternative Album of the Year at the Canadian Juno Awards in 2020. There are a lot of great tracks on this album, and I had a really hard time choosing just one, but I decided to go with the song Razorblade. I hope you like it. Enjoy!
Wrapped around a cigarette, but you tell me nothing. Just like everybody else. Ooh, and I know I'm not quite right, but I'm trying to do better. Not worry about anything. Just like everybody else. Who doesn't talk like me?
Song is Razorblade. Nice choice, Carrie Scott. Carrie Scott throwing down the name Corey Hart in her intro. What's Corey Hart up to? I think he still records a ton of music. They probably know it in Canada. We just don't know it down here anymore. I'm gonna have to see what's up with Corey Hart. This isn't even an early morning record, folks. Right now, it's currently 6:14 p.m. Friday, March 4th. It's a nighttime record. It's dark outside. I don't know why I'm. I haven't been drinking. I'm good. So I don't know. Let me tell you what else is coming up, though. Come on, let me throw out some fun stuff. Patreon people, again, patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast. Did you enjoy last week's Marshall Crenshaw episode? Did you? Did you like that? Well, guess what? This Friday, here's what I got to give away. 3 vinyl copies of the newly released album number 447. That's right. Thinking about my vinyl, people. So I got 3 vinyl copies, courtesy of Megaforce Records. This is really cool because the bonus tracks on the album come on an A and B side 45. So you get a 45 right in with the LP. Really cool. Plus, number 447 is a great album. One of my favorite Marshall Crenshaw albums. So that's what you're going to win this week. 3 people are going to have a chance to win that. And the question's not hard. I don't make the trivia questions hard, really. A quick Google, and you can figure out almost all the questions. I do not make them difficult. I want you to win. Because in the end, it's a random drawing anyway. I use a thing called Wheel of Names. Push a button, it spins around, it picks the names. I literally don't do anything except beg for prizes, pack them up, and mail them to you. So, get over there, sign up for the $2 tier, and you can win stuff. Couldn't be easier. It's embarrassing that you haven't signed up yet. I'm embarrassed. Next up, more dudes.
Hello, everybody. Jordan Burkus back once again from Pittsburgh. The band from my home state of Pennsylvania, which I chose to play for you today, is Live. I grew up not far from where those guys got their start, so I've always felt a somewhat personal connection to the band. They achieved a good bit of success in the early to mid-90s, thanks largely in part to their very strong sophomore album, Throwing Copper. Seeing how this is a geographically inclined episode, I feel like I must play a concert favorite from that album that Live lovingly wrote about their hometown, York, Pennsylvania. I hope you enjoy Shit Town. Cheers.
The weavers live up the street from me. The crackheads, they live down the street from me. The tall grass makes it hard to see beyond my property. Is criminal, this hardline symmetry of people and pets. We don't bother anyone, we keep to ourselves. The mailman visits each of us in turn. We don't bother anyone, we keep to ourselves. The mailman visits each of us in time.
Thank you, Jordan. It's songs like Shit Town that have this podcast listed as explicit. That's a bad word. Shit Town. All right. Moving right along. I like the songs. I love the songs this week. I always do. I always like what you guys bring to the show because it's most of the time it's stuff that I do not have, or maybe I don't listen to. And that's why these episodes are important because, it can't be all Bon Jovi. Next up, this guy.
Hey, Pat and Rocksolid people, this is Darren from Adelaide in Australia, contributing to the Might State Rocks podcast. Now, being a South Australian, I've got to go with the almighty Cold Chisel,
yes.
Legendary Australian band who didn't do much overseas, but are absolute bloody legends in this country. They formed in Adelaide about 1973 before moving to Sydney in 1977, but we adopt them as our own because they had their first gigs here. And Jimmy Barnes lived in South Australia for most of his teenage years in a suburb called Elizabeth, which is only a couple of suburbs from where I am recording right now. The track I've chosen for you to listen to today is K-San, a very interesting track for so many reasons. First one, the subject matter being the Vietnam War, which bear in mind, this came out in 1978, and the Vietnam War just recently ended, so it was a forerunner in that subject of dealing with the Vietnam experience. It also came out as their first single, but wasn't a hit at all because it was banned on the radio, not because of the subject matter or crude language, but because of the lines, "Their legs were often open, but their minds were always closed." Not very suitable for a daytime top 40 radio station at that time. Nowadays, that radio ban is overturned and you hear it all the time on our local classic hits and classic rock radio stations. It has since become a genuine Australian classic, which no one outside of Australia has ever heard of. But believe me, this is an Australian anthem. This version I put on here is in fact the original 1978 version from their first album. They re-recorded it in 1980 for the American release of the East album, which, granted, is probably a better version than the original. I'm not sure what version of East Pat has, so I decided to give him some of a bonus to add to his collection and give you the original recording of K-San. So anyway, I hope you enjoy it. This is my first time doing this. I hope I pass the audition. Thank you, and rock on.
To the Silver City, and it's only other vets could understand about the long forgotten dockside guarantees. How there were no V-Day heroes in 1973. How we sailed into Sydney Harbor. I saw an old friend, but I couldn't kiss her. She was lying, and I was home to the lucky land. She was like so many more from that time on. Their lives were all so empty until they found their chosen one. And their legs were often open, but their minds were always closed. And their hearts were held in fast suburban chains.
Excellent, Darren. Look, there's not an audition, Darren, so you passed. You get to do it. You get to do it because you're a Patreon supporter, Darren. Thank you for sending that version of the song because I do not have that version, and I love some Cold Chisel. Excellent, excellent, excellent. All right, moving right along. This guy's great, very nice, sends me some emails. I got an email from him right now. He wants to discuss Hammer horror films. I have not answered that email yet, but I will. I will. I don't know if I have answers for you, but I will answer. This is Kevin Winch.
Hey, Pat. It's Kevin Winch from Springfield, Missouri. For the state of Missouri, there's plenty to choose from. Hard to pick a pick, but I'm going to go with one of my favorite unheralded bands, the Rainmakers. The Rainmakers are from Kansas City, Missouri. However, I knew them back when they were called Steve, Bob, and Rich and packed the clubs around the Midwest. By 1986, they changed their name to the Rainmakers and released their self-titled debut. To me, it's one of the finest debut albums I've ever heard. Critics hailed it, and author Stephen King quoted the album's lyrics all throughout his book, The Tommyknockers. At the center of the Rainmakers is singer-lyricist Bob Walkenhorse, who's penned some of the most clever and profound lyrics I know. From that debut, my song selection is Downstream. It's got a great riff and shows off Bob's ability to combine storytelling with intelligent humor. Fittingly, Downstream takes place in Missouri, as Bob picks up fellow Missourians Mark Twain, Harry Truman, and Chuck Berry for a ride down the Mississippi River in his little rowboat. It's a lot of fun. Pat, start at the beginning and play for at least a minute. Thank you so much.
We're having us a ball, telling each other lies, floating down from Hannibal with a bottle and a worm and a cane pole. We were fishing for secrets where the catfish crawl. The Mississippi River flowing downstream, meet the Gulf of Mexico somewhere downstream, meet the Atlantic Ocean somewhere downstream, gonna meet you in the water somewhere downstream. Picked up Harry Truman floating down from Independence. We said, what about the war? He said, good riddance. We said, what about the bomb? Are you sorry that you...
Nice pick, Kevin. Rainmakers, not familiar. Like that song. How many albums do they have? Do I do a deep dive? What do I do? It's going to be my question every time there's a band I don't know. Kevin Wench brought up the book Tommyknockers, Stephen King book. Did you ever start a book and then not finish it? That was me with Tommyknockers. And I always regret not finishing it. But now I just couldn't pick it up, and I wouldn't even know where I had left off. I would literally, if I wanted to read it now, I'd have to start from the beginning. But I regret not finishing it, because I don't like to not finish something. Currently, I have a Stephen King book on my nightstand, Sundog. This thing is like a pamphlet compared to a Stephen King book. It's less than 200 pages. And I have been reading it for way too long, but I got to finish it. I don't want to let Sundog be the Tommyknockers of 2022. I got to finish it. Come on. Cheer me on. Fiction. Fiction takes me a lot of time. Rock bio, nonfiction, boom, breeze through it. Stephen King, not so much. Love him. Got to get through it. Sundog. Here's an example. Because how boring is this right now? Literally, I was like 30 pages into it. And Pilar goes, oh, I'm going to read that book that you're reading. And then we can talk about it afterwards. And she finished it in like 6 days. And I'm like months into it. So we can't even talk about it. She told me to just forget it. Don't even finish reading it. And I'm not going to do that. I'm reading it. All right. Here's Aaron Kahn.
Hey there, Rock Solid listeners. Aaron here again, and I decided to take part in this My State Rocks episode. So I'm from New Jersey, South Jersey to be exact, and when it comes to music from New Jersey, you usually come across the same handful of names from time to time. And the band I picked for this episode is a band that I don't think has been played too many times on Rock Solid, and I'm also a sucker for the bands with a cult following. And the band I'm talking about is The Misfits. Formed in Lodi, New Jersey in 1977, The Misfits are usually considered one of the most influential punk rock bands of all time. In their original run, they were together from 1977 to 1983. And in that time, they would release dozens of EPs, singles, but only record 3 studio albums, with one of them not seeing the light of day until the mid-1990s. Now, while the band wouldn't achieve any mainstream success, singer and co-founding member Glenn Danzig would go on to have some success of his own with his namesake band in the late 1980s. Now, the Misfits did reunite in the mid-1990s, but it really wasn't the same band as before. This version of the band, mostly led by bassist Jerry Only and his brother, guitarist Doyle, the new Misfits leaned more towards a heavy metal sound, and along with that, there was more emphasis put on their stage show as far as with their costumes, outfits, and the face paint that they would wear, and for many people it just wasn't the same. However, since 2016, the classic lineup members of Glenn, Jerry, and Doyle were able to put their differences aside, and they started performing reunion shows. And with these reunion shows, the band has been playing arenas, which is crazy to think about, and it goes to show how strong their cult following is. Now for a song, I'm going to go with the song that was originally released in 1979, and this might be my favorite song by the band. It's a song called Where Eagles Dare.
All right, there we go. The Misfits. I'll let you in on a little secret, Aaron. Bands can put their differences aside when money's involved. That's when their differences get put aside, when there's arena money to be made. You brought up Glenn Danzig. I also want to say that Glenn Danzig went on to have some success getting his ass kicked on YouTube, had his clock cleaned with one punch backstage after a show. Go check out that. That's one of my favorite videos. Glenn Danzig being all tough and boom, one punch. He goes down. He goes down so hard he has to call his mother. All right. That's my Danzig rant. Here's a guy from Canada that rocks.
Hey, Rock Solid listeners. It's Mike Drew from just outside Toronto, Ontario. Oshawa, Ontario, to be more specific. And I'm going to introduce you to a band from this very city, Harum Scarum. The band formed in the late 80s and released their debut album in 1991. And while many consider it a classic in the AOR, hard rock, dare I say, hair band genre, I do like the record, but I prefer the band's later material. This song in particular is a good introduction to the band. It's called Garden of Eden. It's from the band's 2014 album called 13. And check out guitarist Pete L'Esperance playing. I always thought Pete's playing was a great mixture of Brian May, Nuno, and George Lynch. Melodic, but memorable. I hope you like this as much as me. Look after each other and take care.
Some Harum Scarum. Let me tell you, Mike Drew, if I'm ever in Canada, let's have lunch. That's an offer that stands for every country that's not the United States. If I'm in your country, I'm in your area, let's have lunch. Maybe you don't want to have lunch with me. You got to have lunch with me. You have to. All tiers on the Patreon page have to have lunch with me. That's a new rule. I'm going to go in and I'm going to edit all the tiers that say you have to have lunch with me. You don't have to buy me lunch. You just have to sit there and listen to me flap my gums, which can be torture. All right. Next up, this guy's playing a song I love. I love it. Let's hear what Bruce Taylor's got for us.
Hello, everyone. This is Bruce Taylor from Uniontown, Ohio, with my first ever submission to the Rock Solid podcast. Northeast Ohio has given the world many great artists. Devo, Chrissy Hynde, The Black Keys, The Waitresses, Dead Boys, Para Ubu, and many, many more. My choice today is by a band that achieved regional success in the 80s that a PA native like Pat may know.
Yes.
Here is the 47th video played on MTV, He Can't Love You, by the Michael Stanley Band.
Very nice. Very nice. Good song. Good song. Okay. I said I might play some songs. Let me play a song by a band. And again, I'm going to play a song from a Southern California band because I've lived in here for 27 years now. So let's hear a little bit of this band, which is, it's a quintessential California band, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Why isn't it playing? Don't do me wrong. Come on, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Come on, guys. Come on, Anthony. Come on, Flea. Stick knife. Concha. Concha. Okay. Skin that flick, she's such a little DJ. Get that quick, my street, but not the freeway. Turn that trick to make a little leeway. Beat that nick, but not the way that we play. Dog town. Bloodbath. Ribcage. Softail. Standing in line to see the show tonight. All right, title track from the album, By the Way, from 2002, the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I'm very excited for their new album. I really am. I want to hear what they do. I think Rick Rubin is producing again, and which, come on, what's when he's in the studio with the Chili Peppers, he doesn't do anything. He just shakes his head and orders his vegan hot wings. All right, next up, this is very interesting. Now, the next two songs by the same band. So we got like a twofer coming up. And both of these guys have co-hosted the show. The first guy has co-hosted twice via Zoom, and the other guy has co-hosted live and in person. So let's hear what band gets a twofer today. Here we go.
Greetings, Rock Solid Nation. Andy Solem from the sun coast of Florida here. There are several artists or bands I could have chosen, many of them of the southern rock variety, such as Skynyrd, Molly Hatchet, The Outlaws, or 38 Special. But I wanted to highlight a rock band and considered choosing metal outfit Sabotage, but instead went with the very underrated Saigon Kick. They were a hard-to-categorize band, kind of alternative metal like Jane's Addiction, mixed with the groovy funk of a band like Extreme. They are best known for their power ballad, Love Is On The Way, but I went with a cut from their 1988 debut called Susie. Enjoy.
Saigon Kick. I know nothing about Saigon Kick. Nothing. Seriously. I don't know anything about Saigon Kick. As a matter of fact, the next guy who's going to play Saigon Kick, Jeff Frank, he sent me his intro and he goes, I'm sure you have this song. And I didn't. I didn't have any Saigon Kick. None.
Hey, it's Jeff, chiming in with my Patreon pick, and I'm going with Florida's own Saigon Kick. So, once upon a time in the 1900s, I used to work at a great radio station called 98 Rock, and it just happened to coincide with the rise of the South Florida band Saigon Kick, who essentially became our house band, so we got to do a ton of great shows with them. Right around the release of their first record. But the song I'm going with is off their sophomore release, The Lizard, which did have the unexpected ballad hit Love Is On The Way. But I'm actually going with a deep cut. In fact, it's the last song on the album, Chanel, and really showcases the band's musical range. So I say crank it and stay frosty.
I I'm snapping along. Right, that's a double shot of Saigon Kick from Florida. From Florida. All right. What else do we have going on here at Rock Solid? This Sunday, going to record live and in person with Joe and Kristen from the Who Cares About the Rock Hall podcast. They're going to come over here, and we're going to run through all the nominees that are on the ballot. Play one or two songs from each, discuss, give our points of view, and hopefully have fun. So, they've never been on the show before. I have been on their show via Zoom, but I'm excited that they have agreed to come over, vaxxed and boosted, to record around the table the way I like to do it, live and in person. Joe and Kristen. Check out their podcast, especially if you're a fan of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Because they are passionate about it. Passionate. And funny. Both funny. All right. Here we go. I just hit my funny bone.
Hey, Pat. Fellow Rock Soliders. This is Kevin Clement. Coming at you from the great state of Louisiana. And since we're talking about music from our state, which I was born and raised, there several bands that come to mind, to me anyway. The Neville Brothers, The Meters, Professor Longhair, Dr. John. There's a band from the 70s, some of y'all might remember, a Southern rock group called LaRue. They had a couple of good hits. But I'm going to talk more about bands from like my college years. They were like Better Than Ezra, Dash Rip Rock, and Cowboy Mouth. And the one I'm going to talk about today is Cowboy Mouth. They're just a fun group. If you ever get a chance to see them live, please go. They are just so much fun. Fred LeBlanc, the lead singer and leader of the band, basically, he is basically a big man. He's behind the drum kits, this little tiny drum kit, and just beats the hell out of them. And it's just some really great rock music. So the song that I'm going to go with is Love of My Life. So I hope everyone's doing well and see you later.
All right. So Kevin, I did not get the song Love of My Life queued up and it's not even in my list. So I'm hopping over right now to the iTunes music store and I'm going to play it from there. I have no idea where it will be queued up, but we're going to get to hear it. This is Love of My Life by Cowboy Mouth. Here we go.
But now she's acting, I don't mind. Tearing me down with a full-length mirror. Praying for death while the beauty fades. She'll go anywhere, any man will lead her. I don't mind. She's not the love of my life anymore.
I think the iTunes music store had it queued up perfectly. That seemed like a nice place to pop in. I enjoyed it. Very nice, Kevin Clement. Or Clement. Is it Clement? Why am I putting the accent on it like that? Clement? Kevin Clement. Alliteration. All right. Coming up next, continuing the Dude Club. Come on, ladies, get involved. Here we go. This guy.
Hello, Pat. Hello, Rock Solid listeners. This is Michael Mariano from Hilburn, New York. Glad to be back doing this show. Pat, really appreciate the opportunity to be a contributor. Love when you do these, and you seem to be doing them regularly, so kudos to you. Thank you. New York, there's a lot of New York bands to choose from. I picked one album out of the bands because I'm not a huge Anthrax fan, but they have one album called The Sound of White Noise, which is very atypical for them. It's just kind of a hard rock album, has some great songs on there. Only, Room for One More, Potter's Field, and the song that I'm choosing, Black Lodge, one of my all-time favorite songs. And if you could start it at 2 minutes and 1 second, I think you'll enjoy it if you're not familiar with this album, because, like I said, it's atypical of the band. If you're not into thrash, which I'm not really into, you probably wouldn't be listening to a lot of Anthrax, but this album is different. Give it a try.
That's Anthrax. Scott Ian's in that band. I see Scott Ian and his wife Pearl a day at the Target from time to time. Kind of hard to miss Scott Ian. He's got that chin beard that, you know, you just can't miss him. You know it's him. It's always colored some sort, you know, a rainbow or a green or something. But, yeah, good song, good song. And I'm not an Anthrax guy, but I did like that song. All right, I'm going to play another tune from a quintessential Southern California band, originally from Pasadena. This is off my favorite Van Halen album, Van Halen 2. Let's give a little love to Out of Love Again. God, the drums on that song are so good. Alex Van Halen all over the kit. Amazing, amazing. I'm sure my friend Ronnie Aces enjoys it. Ron Hansen, what do you think of the drums on Out of Love Again? Text me. Email it. Tweet it. Get in touch. All right. Let's stay in SoCal and let's stay rocking with this next one. All right, I want to keep the rock going. Here we go.
Hey Pat, hey Rock Solid folks, Tom Neuerberg out here in California. California, we definitely do rock, whether it's musically or earthquake wise.
Oh my God, don't say it.
Long history in specifically in my area. I come from the Bay Area. Long, strong rock and roll history going back to the 60s all the way up till today. The band I want to play, they're my hometown heroes. Not only are they from California, but they're basically from my hometown, Hayward, California, and that's YNT. I love these guys since back in my high school days, and it was always kind of cool to have one of your favorite bands basically live in your town, and you'd run into them at the gas station or the mall or even the bowling alley, all of which happened to me over the years. They're still going strong, although Dave Medichetti is the only surviving original member, but he is an underappreciated hard rock singer and guitar player. Let's hear a cut off their album Earthshaker. That's my favorite. How about the song Hurricane? Thank you.
Hurricane. Excellent. That's Tom Neuerberg. He's an American hero. A BFF. From NorCal. Good. Good stuff. All right. It looks like we have another twofer coming up. We had two from Saigon Kick earlier. Now we're going to have two from Drive-By Truckers. And these songs are both from the same album. Southern Rock Opera. All right, let's hear it. I'm going to hear two from this band.
Hi, Pat, and all you rock solid listeners out there. This is Thomas Wallace from the Muscle Shoals area of Alabama. The song I've selected for this curated episode is Wallace by the Drive-By Truckers from their breakthrough double album Southern Rock Opera. This song not only has local connections, it has personal connections for me as well. It's written by Patterson Hood, a fellow graduate of Coffee High School, where he was 3 years ahead of me. It's sung by Rob Malone, whose one-time girlfriend was a roommate of a friend and co-worker of mine. And it's about George Wallace, longtime governor of Alabama. In fact, when I was a kid, I used to introduce myself to folks by saying, "Hi, I'm Thomas Wallace, no relation to George." This song is written from the point of view of the devil, and Patterson introduces it in the previous song by saying, "George Wallace died back in 98 and he's in hell now." Fortunately for him, the devil is also a southerner. So this song's going to take place in hell, told from the devil's point of view. As he does what any good southerner would do when company's coming, he brewed up some good sweet tea and whoops up some southern hospitality for the arrival of the new guest. So, Pat, drop the digital needle at about 1 minute 25 seconds, and we'll get to hear one of my favorite lines of the song. Thanks.
All right, that was Thomas Wallace, and he played a song called Wallace. I liked it. Good job. Good job. All right, now this guy is maybe the biggest Drive-By Truckers fan of all time. I'm actually going to say that the song he's going to play, he's played on here before, because I already own this song, and there would only be one reason I would own it, is because this guy played it before. So please enjoy my friend, Tony Greathouse.
Hey, it's Tony Greathouse, and y'all know I'm in East Alabama. Where I'm from, we live about 30 minutes from where the world-famous Commodores came from. But everybody knows the Commodores. Rightfully so, they love them. But you know I've got to preach about the Drive-By Truckers. They even have some history down here, even though they hailed from North Alabama, ventured to Athens, Georgia, and then spread from there. But they did spend a little time here in Lee County. I would like to submit Ronnie and Neil, Pat, and start it at 2 minutes and play it as long as you can. And y'all, be sweet.
Ronnie and Neil, that would be Ronnie Van Zant and Neil Young going head to head in the songwriting ring. Good tune, Drive-By Truckers. All right, I'm going to play another song from a quintessential California band. Let's listen to a little bit of The Birds.
Shots, the girls will tell you apart.
The Birds. I tweeted at David Crosby when his new album came out. I said, David, who would I contact to get you on the show? He tweets back the guy's name. I email the guy, I don't know how many times. Never one response. Not one. Nothing. I know what you're saying. You're saying, Pat, thought you never quit. Thought you never stopped. You won't believe how many times I emailed this guy. He just doesn't want to answer. Or maybe or it's in his spam. But how do I tell him it's in spam? I don't know how to tell him. Maybe he's listening. If you're listening, guy, whose name was sent to me, check your spam. All right. What else do we got coming up here at Rock Solid? Monday via Zoom. I am very excited to be interviewing Ann Wilson. Now, Nancy's been on the show in person. I've been trying to get Ann for a while, and her people are always nice. And now that she has a new album coming out, now's the time. Now is the time. So I'm excited to interview Ann Wilson. Sometimes there's those interviews that you could do without even preparing. And this is one of those for me. I think if they said, oh, can you do it right now? I could do it. I wouldn't be afraid to do it. I could do it. I could. I would try. I'd do my best. All right, here's another guy who loves movies, loves music. He's a good dad. He's funny. Hector Contreras.
Hello, Pat and the Rock Solid Nation. This is Hector Contreras from Jefferson, Massachusetts, chiming in with my pick for the My State Rocks episode with a band called The Fools. There are a lot of Boston bands to go with. I wanted to pick one that I really wasn't familiar with. It looks like this band started out in the late 70s, and they got a lot of attention for their live performances that had parodies, cover songs, skits, a whole bunch of stuff. And then they eventually got some local airplay, which caught the eye of EMI Records, and they were immediately signed, and they were opening for The Knack on their U.S. tour. When that was a success, they recorded their debut album in 1980. Well, they're still together and have put out a total of 18 albums as recently as 2017. It looks like half of them are live albums. I don't know what that's about. But the song I'm picking is from that debut album, and it's the title track. It's called Sold Out. I kind of dig it. Hope you like it. Take it easy. Keep on rocking.
That's The Fools, a band I've never heard before. Nice choice, Hector. Again, I always like listening to new music. And I don't really listen to the songs when you send them. I listen to them right here and now. So, for the most part. Sometimes, if I have to adjust the level or something, I'll listen to the song. But this is fun. This is fun for me. So, let me tell you something. One more thing about the Patreon page. Patreon.com/RockSolidPodcast. If you're listening right now, $5 tier. Win prizes. You can also participate in these episodes, and you'll be in something called the ASAP Club. That's when you get your episodes early and ad-free. Now, my hosting site, Art19, they now drop two ads in the middle of the podcast and one at the end. Now, the one at the end, you know, you'll never hear that because once it starts, you click out of there. The two in the middle, those offset the cost of the hosting site. Because we have so many downloads and I put up so many episodes that it costs money to be on the hosting site. So those ads offset the cost. But if you're in the ASAP Club, I send you the episodes early and ad-free. Just something to think about. Something to think about. All right, moving on. Who is next? Oh, this guy. This guy's one of my file-sharing friends. This is Jeff Scoble.
Hey, Rock Solid Nation. Jeff Scoble from Detroit chiming in once again for this My State Rocks Patreon episode. Obviously, there's a huge legacy of music from my area, and I went round and round trying to decide what to pick here. In the end, I decided to go with something a little more obscure. The band Rhythm Corps was a local Detroit area act who came onto the scene in the early 80s, initially going by the name Rhythm Method. They released a few EPs and played local venues extensively. In fact, I actually had the chance to see them at a free concert in downtown's Hart Plaza, and they put on a great show. They released two major label albums, had a small amount of mainstream success with the song and album Common Ground, and sadly seem to have disappeared since then. I'm going with a song which I always liked that probably nobody has ever heard before. This was their first locally released single from their debut EP, Packet to Sync, called Broken Halos. Start the song around the 150 mark to get a good feel for the song. Hope everybody's staying safe and keep on rocking.
You're
right, Broken Halos, Rhythm Corps, Pack It to Sync. Just so you know how to spell that, it's P-A-Q-U-E-T, one word, capital D-E, second word, Sync, C-I-N-Q, Pack It to Sync. Check that out, Broken Halos. All right. Okay, what's next? What's it? Oh, okay. This guy is gonna rock it up a bit. Whoa, it's the same song. Got to pause that, Pat. All right, here's our next dude. We're almost done. We're almost done.
G'day, Pat. Danny from Newcastle in Australia, and I'm in the state of New South Wales. Plenty of bands are coming out of there, but the one I'm going to pick is a band that was formed in 1991, and their name is Spiderbait. And it's one of those rare occasions where the drummer is the singer. In 2004, they had a remade song from Leadbelly, which is called Black Betty. You all know the song. But their remake on it is absolutely sensational. And if you can play it from the start, and if you get a chance, please listen to the whole song. It really kicks it. They really nail it as well. So really excited about this episode. Thank you for showing off some of our music in the state of New South Wales in Australia. And as usual, really love the show, mate. Thanks very much.
Okay, that is quite the jam for sure. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. So good. So good, Danny. All right. Here's the deal, folks. One more song, then a playout song. Now, here's what I'm going to tell you before I play this next gentleman. His name is Steve-O Dockerson. You know him as Hob the Troll. Now, Hob the Troll / Steve-O just recorded a new song for Bandcamp. A version of Spill the Wine. Now, here's the great thing. If you head over to Bandcamp right now and you buy that song, all the money he makes is going to go to help his friend Jed with hospital expenses. That's pretty great. That's when music is actually helping people. So look, at Bandcamp, you can pay what you want. You go over there, you can pay, I don't know, $1.50 for the song, or you can pay $2 or $3, or how about a fiver? Throw down a fiver. I know it's an old saying to say, hey, you know, maybe you don't get your coffee today at Starbucks. That's more than $5. But it's true. You know, make a little sacrifice today to help someone in need. Steve-O recorded this song specifically for this reason. He's not making money from it. All the money's going to help his friend. So let's help our friend. With that, here's Steve-O. He's got an intro and a song. Bandcamp, look for Hob the Troll. That's all I'm going to say. And I said a lot. Here we go.
Hey, everybody. It's Steve-O. I was born in Detroit, Michigan, and that's where some of the world's best music is from. And if any other Michiganders send anything else in, maybe they'll list all the great bands and musicians from the Mitten. But too much has been said about all those other artists already. But for the real Detroit music fans, there is a band whose name brings waves of joy, goodwill, and unforgettable memories of going to see shows at St. Andrew's Hall and coming home and picking out hay out of your hair, and that band is Goober and the Peas. Cowpunk is not a genre that a lot of people actively seek out, but seeing Goober and the Peas is a rite of passage. There's nothing like going to one of their shows. All of them are dressed up like Porter Wagoner, cowboy hats, Goober dancing around and throwing himself around like a possessed scarecrow of joy and anxiety. Yeah, baby Jack White drummed with them for a hot minute too, but that's besides the point. They're great, and they still play from time to time, and if you can see them, you should. From their first album, The Complete Works of Goober and the Peas, here is a hell of a song, Consider Me.
All right, there was a quick fade down on that because the file was getting ready to end. But that was Goober and the Peas. That's what he said, right? How could we forget that? Goober and or the Peas. No, not or. It's just Goober and the Peas. All right, look, that's the show. I'll have a playout song from a quintessential California band. Hashtag friends of the show. So that's coming up. I've done enough promoting throughout the whole show. So just follow us on Twitter at Rock Solid Show. Follow Kyle at Kyle.funny. Follow Murr at MurrV. Follow Siegel at Funny Mike. And I think follow Christy at Christy S. Man. And that's it. You know what to do if you want to join the fun next month. So just do it. All right. And with that, here we go. I've had three of these members on my show, all separately. Their names are Debbie, Vicky, and Susanna. This is a song from their first full-length album called All Over the Place. Please enjoy the Bangles with Hero Takes a Fall. I'm Pat Francis. Thanks for listening.